In this chapter, Paul weaves together his major themes from the pastoral letter to the church in Rome. Two themes that are highlighted in today's readings are the Christian's call to welcome and the Christian's call to hope. The themes of welcome and hope are ideal touchstones for the season of Advent. During this season, we prepare our souls to welcome anew our God who took human form some 2,000 years ago. And the season of Advent reminds us that we live in a world of already and not yet. God has already come into the world in the person of Jesus Christ, but God has not yet finished his redemptive work of the incarnation. And in that liminality of already not yet is our hope. Christians are called to have hope as individuals. We remind ourselves of this hope every week when we recite the Nicene Creed and affirm that we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. We remind ourselves of this hope each week as we come forward to take the bread and the wine, symbols of the saving of our souls that has already happened, but not yet. Along with our individual hope, the church communally is called to be a beacon of hope for those in need. When people have lost hope, when people need hope, they rightly turn to the church for that hope. Every week, dozens of people who aren't a part of Harcourt Parish walk into this space. Some of them come here in crisis, wanting to share their pain or their need with something bigger than themselves. Others simply come to look at a pretty building. But no matter what brings these people through the door, when they enter, their being changes. Whether or not they have a strong faith, they still feel that this building is different from Pierce or Ascension or any of the other buildings on campus. And that's because this is a building where people come together to hope. Churches are communities where people gather to hope together. We can hope together when things are going right, and we can hope together when things go terribly, terribly wrong. We can come to church full of hope, or we can come to church hopeless, in need and in knowledge of that community that will hold us in their hope. Each and every time we gather as a people of hope. I was struck by the nature of hope in the church as I worshiped at St. Luke's in Cleveland last week. I was there to lend them some godly play materials for their Sunday school program, but I was very glad to be able to attend their service. I had heard about their church for several years and wanted to see it for myself. St. Luke's Cleveland is the fastest growing church in our diocese, and most of its growth comes from the children and the teens in its neighborhood, many of whom attend church without their parents. I wanted to see how a church like that works. How would it be the same as and different from a place like Harcourt Parish? On the outside, it's very different. It's not a beautiful building, and it's in a not great part of town. When I arrived for church, the door was locked. I had to press a buzzer for somebody to come and let me in. Even on Sunday mornings, they must keep their door locked. And yet, It is the church. It is a place of hope. St. Luke's is a place where neighborhood children can come and just be kids. Their building opens for basketball in their gym an hour and a half before church begins. As I stood on the sidelines, I saw young children playing, not worrying about who was around or what might happen. I saw teens who were able to drop their guard and be their awkward adolescent selves. And I saw the difficult work of learning to talk things out when feelings got hurt. I saw a sanctuary of hope in a neighborhood that many people dismiss as hopeless. As we gathered for the worship at St. Luke's, that hope continued. I saw parishioners holding each other to a high standard. I saw a dynamic older white woman cross the room to share the peace with some black teenage boys. And it was easy to tell she really cared about these people. I saw those same boys later in the service reprimand a teen who wasn't behaving in the way they deemed appropriate for church. And then I saw several people of different ages and races pick up this speedy, crawling baby who is intent repeatedly to get to the altar and destroy the flower arrangement in front of it. I saw a community that morning that was full of hope. The community had hope that God wins in the end. They have hope that together they can be better and make a difference. They have hope that every single one of them has something of value to add to that community. Hope and welcome, two concluding themes from our passage in Romans. Welcome and hope, two powerful themes for the season of Advent. Hope and welcome, two elements of a church alive to God's calling. One comment I hear again and again from visitors and newcomers to Harcourt Parish is that people find this a very welcoming place. Welcome on the surface can be as simple as introducing yourself or helping a newcomer find her place in the hymnal. But true welcome, the kind of welcome talked about in the Bible, is more than that. It's welcoming the other as they are, allowing them to be themselves as they discover if this is a community where they can be nurtured, where they can grow, where they can encounter God and give back. At St. Luke's last week, at least a dozen people introduced themselves to me. And not a single person asked, "So what do you do?" It's not that they were disinterested, but rather, that's not a question that would welcome somebody into their particular community. Instead, they'd introduce themselves and then make a comment about the weather, or something going on the basketball court, or asked if I'd heard about their Thanksgiving meal the previous week. They welcomed me as a person before they knew what I did for a living, or if I had a family, or why I decided to show up that morning. And that welcome felt deep and powerful and real. Hope and welcome. Welcome and hope. These are noble themes for Advent, and they're noble callings for us as individuals and for us as a community of Christians. How have you been welcomed? What gives you hope? How can Harcourt Parish extend our welcome and our hope even more. Please pray about these questions and talk with one another. And let me know how you hear God is calling us to welcome more, to hope more, that we may encourage one another to be even stronger in our faith.